and dear fellow redeemed in Christ Jesus. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but last night was that celebrated holiday, Halloween. And Halloween provides one occasion in our society for people to get weird, right? To embrace the sinister, the creepy, the dark, and bizarre. At such times, some people like to pop a big bowl of popcorn, sit down, and watch a horror movie. I'm not a real fan of horror movies, but if there was one I wanted to sit down and watch for a real edge-of-the-seat feel, one that comes to mind is from 1999, before your time, probably, by M. Night Shyamalan, who did The Sixth Sense. You've seen it? I got a thumbs up down there. So The Sixth Sense features Bruce Willis as a child psychologist. And he's confronted with this strange case of a little boy, very troubled. Tells him he has a secret, and eventually the psychologist is able to get the kid to open up, and he tells him, he shares his secret. He says with trembling lips, "I see dead people." So, some people are fascinated by the idea that beneath the visible world, there is this dark world of disembodied spirits and restless souls and creatures of the darkness. And you think I'm going to have a little discussion about Halloween. I'm not. If I was preaching about Halloween, I'd probably be preaching on Ephesians 6 or Saul and the Witch of Endor. But I'm not going there today. This is just the lead up. You may know that Halloween came about as sort of a perverse precursor, the Hallowe'en, to another church holiday, All Saints' Day, November 1st. It is a day on which the Christians commemorate the saints here on earth and in heaven. The saints who have gone on to be with Christ in eternity, and the saints who are still here, holy by Christ's righteousness, not their own. Someone explained that All Saints' Day gives thanks for the bond between the church triumphant and the church militant. And so a good text for a day like today is from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. We read, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Close thus far the word. So, while the world has just finished celebrating a day where they see dead people, I'd like to point out that when I look into the scriptures and survey the history of the church, I see alive people. It's good to remember that the letter to the Hebrews was addressed to Hebrew or Jewish Christians who were under a lot of pressure to abandon their faith, their confession in Jesus Christ, and go back to their communities with their faiths and their traditions and their habits. The writer's answer to this pressure was to demonstrate very thoroughly through the first dozen chapters of the letter to the Hebrews that Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ, is indeed the high priest and the sacrificial lamb by whom our sins are taken away. They are atoned for in the sight of God. Through faith in His work, we miserable sinners stand righteous and true before the Living One, our Creator. That's good news. But later in the book, he also takes pains to assure believers that they are not alone here on this earth. In fact, we are, he says, surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, from whose lives of faith and faithfulness believers can draw encouragement, even when the world seems filled with spooks and goblins and shape-shifting werewolves. The witnesses he points to are heroes of faith from the Old Testament. You might have heard of them. Abel, Noah, Enoch, Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, Gideon, Samson, the prophets. You know those stories. One thing worth noting about all these people is that despite the fact that they all sinned, and a couple of them were pretty much rascals, yet they lived and ultimately were saved by faith. Other than Enoch, who was translated into heaven, we all kind of operate on the sense or the assumption that they're dead and buried. They've been gone a long time, and time and decay have turned their bodies into dust. But they are not dead. They are alive by their faith in Christ. Jesus makes a powerful case for that when he explains that when God came to Moses and said, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob," he was not the God of the dead, but of the living. When I read of the trials and the labors and the journeys and finally the faithful end of these biblical characters, I see alive people. The same can be said for the New Testament heroes, the believers, the apostles, the evangelists who went out preaching the news of repentance and remission of sins through Jesus Christ. They too have gone to their grave, and yet they are alive because they lived in Christ, who declared that He's the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in Him, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in Me, He said, shall never die. They may seem gone. I'm sorry, just a minute. The cloud of witnesses grows, my friends, with the believers throughout the ages who treasured the gospel and passed it on to others. I have my own cloud of witnesses, my mother and father, who taught me from early on, Jesus loves me, this I know, and my aunts and uncles, my older siblings, and my parents and grandparents, my teachers, who have imprinted on me the knowledge that Jesus is life. You have, I'm sure, your own personal cloud of witnesses to that end. Some here may recall seminary teachers or dorm parents, even professors' wives, from whom we learned so much, and they have gone to their graves. But before God, these people are alive indeed. And now here I stand before this assembly, who are students of the Word, young and old, freshman to senior, dishwasher to dean. And what is it I see? I see alive people. Imagine that. If we hold fast to the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, we shall taste and see at the end that the Lord is good. No matter what life is thrown our way, forget the darkness, the demons, and the despair of a world that knows not God. We know where we're going. And to achieve that end, we need only to keep the faith, to hold fast to the alivest one of all. Our text goes on to urge us that we ought to run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before us, before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God the Father. He is alive. Amen. Today we're going to sing hymn 463, stanzas 1 through 4.